welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM CFMH. I'm Mark O'Connor, and welcome to our listeners in Sydney, Nova Scotia on Caper Radio, and Voice of Bon Bay in Bon Bay, Newfoundland, and on CKXU in Lethbridge. And if my mother-in-law, Tibet, if you're listening, a hello to you out there. Hope you're enjoying your coffee. I'm going to start the show with some blues rock. Yeah, just to get it off to an energetic start. This one here is called The Hair Song from Vancouver's Black Mountain here on Ear Candy.
Drag away under your spare, like a bulb on a shelf, a stem.
Yeah, that was The Hardest Button to Button. Jack White, The White Stripes, off of Elephant, I do believe their best record. Before that, Misty Mountain Hop, that's Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant once started noting some of his favorite Led Zeppelin songs, which didn't sort of accord with what the fans deemed to be the best Led Zeppelin songs, and high on his list was Misty Mountain Hop. I actually agree with Robert. Yeah, I could listen to that one all day long, and I don't know why. It's very repetitive, but something about that riff is just never seems to get old. And speaking of good riffs, we started the set off with the Hair song, Black Mountain. Stephen McBean and Amber Webber and company, they've got a new record out, or almost out. It's going to be out soon. No matter when you're listening to this, it'll be out by then. And it's called Four, which is their fourth record. But Roman numeral four, you know, they weren't lazy about it or anything. They came up with the IV sort of thing. It's actually a great record, but their last one had what I would call singles on it, or more standalone songs. The new one is really almost of a single piece. It all kind of flows together and links together, and heavy psychedelic stuff. Great stuff, terrific stuff. A lot of synth on it. Highly recommend it. So if you want to look into Black Mountain, the Hair song is off their third record, but you can pretty much take any Black Mountain record and you're going to have a good time. All right, that was kind of blues rock, and I'm going to totally do a 180. I could say a 360, but that would take us right back to blues rock. 180, and we're going to do some, I don't know, soft rock. Yeah, very soft rock. Not quite bubblegum, but it floats. Cloud rock. Something like that. And you can hear it in the background there. And this is actually off of Stephen Page's record, Heal Thyself Part 1, here on Ear Candy.
Comes out, it is all the same note. There's a melody somewhere inside of me. I can hear it but can't get it out of me. In my head it is soaring, but when it comes out, it is all the same note. There's a melody somewhere inside of me. I can hear it but can't get it out of me. In my head it is soaring, but when it comes out, it is all the same note. Instinct and discipline, like taking your medicine. Let it go, just close your eyes and soon you will know. Give it some time, just let it go, just close your eyes and soon you will know. Keep going.
warmth from the sun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand. Now the darkness has gone. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down. I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. The way you held me up when I was down. I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come.
I hear your thoughts. You look at me, man.
And that was Stephen Page with That's Your Way. Had to find the title, That's Your Way, and we started the set off with one of his tunes as well called There's a Melody 2. It's off of his Heal Thyself Instinct Part 1, and the reason that there is a song called There's a Melody 2 is because there's also a song, in fact, the lead piece of music on the record called There's a Melody. And Stephen's not lazy either. He didn't say 2. He said Roman numeral 2, right? Sort of like Black Mountain and their fourth record called IV, not just the number 4, right? Spice it up with some Roman numerals, that's for sure. All right. And in between we had This Will Be Our Year, Susanna Hoffs. And I'll bet you were surprised at how well that song blended in with the Stephen Page song. I mean, you think it's one continuous song until all of a sudden her voice cuts in and you think, oh, different singer. Oh, maybe it's a different song. At least that was my reaction. That's kind of why I compile them that way, just for you. Kind of a parlor trick. No more than that. All right, we're going to get on with some other stuff. We're going to play two songs from my two favorite hip-hop, Canadian hip-hop artists. I'll call them hip-hop. Not really a hip-hop fan, but I do like verbally fast things and talking and speaking and spoken word. When I think about the origin, in fact, of hip-hop, I mean, it wasn't something that was invented out of the blue. There are deep, deep roots. I mean, I can remember James Dean. He had a hit song called The Big Bad John, a very spoken word kind of song. And I still love that song. I still like the music to that. Jim Stafford in the 70s had several hits. My Girl Bill, Spiders and Snakes, even The Wildwood Weed were all kind of talky songs. The Troggs, Wild Thing, very talky. And the roots go back deeper than that. I'm just not so up in my musical history that I can tell you who first started the spoken word thing. But it's not just... And Red Sovine, another one, with his hit song Teddy Bear, about truckers coming to the aid of a young boy whose father had been a trucker but killed and never came home. So a tearjerker, but a very good one. So it wasn't just the 1980s street thing. There were deeper roots than that that kind of led to rap and hip-hop and so forth. So when people say, I don't like hip-hop or I don't like rap, well, that's a very broad brush. You sort of have to find your spot in it. Or at least I do. I don't sort of say I don't like the entire genre. It's not my favorite, but there are things I absolutely love in it. So I'm going to play a couple tracks I absolutely love. Kid Koala from his record, last record, I believe, called 12-Bit Blues, right? 12-Bar Blues, and he takes some old blues records, I'd say Chicago blues kind of stuff, and samples it and chops up, makes it very different, makes it his own thing. So the digital age, 12-Bit Blues, not 12-Bar Blues. And then we're going to hear one from Mount Uniac, Nova Scotia's Rich Terfry. By his nom de plume, is performing nom de plume and recording nom de plume, Buck 65, which means he's at least three times better than 50 Cent. Just saying. And probably his best-known song, I don't think he's had a quote-unquote hit, but his best-known song, Wicked and Weird, off of his seminal 2003 record, Talkin' Honky Blues. See that talkin' thing? He's very aware of the roots of rap, of spoken word in music. Very catchy songs. Now you tell me after you hear Wicked and Weird that you can't repeat that chorus, sing that chorus back, front to back, easy. It's going to get stuck in your head all day. And for that, I'm not sorry. I'm not the least bit sorry. Great stuff to get stuck in your head. You can thank me later. And then we're going to wrap that set up with a classic Bob Marley tune, just sort of as a palate cleanser. Yeah, we'll call it that, right? Anyway, this is Kid Koala, who I think performs in a kind of a koala. He's kind of a DJ. So he performs in a koala outfit, or at least that was his shtick. I suspect it still is. This one is 8-Bit Blues, subtitled Chicago to L.A. So the only words in the song, you're going to hear some numbers repeated, and that's the area code of Chicago and the area code of Los Angeles. Here we go. So some great, catchy hip-hop on Ear Candy.
What's throwing me on the road? You look at me, man. You don't know. No. I had to calm down. I went through it.
Thank you. with the yellow dog. I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves. Pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish under practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Write it down, already been beaten, there's no way to fight it now. I just kick back and keep warm on the cold days and laugh, cause it ain't like it was in the old days. I figure when I make it to the heavenly gates, they'll be working on my car and playing 78s. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. We'll be right back.
yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know now. Oh, yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know now. I'm willing and able. So I throw my cards on your table.
That's Is This Love, Bob Marley, off of his record, I'm going to have to make sure I pronounce this right, Kaya. And I may have pronounced it completely wrong, K-A-Y-A, if you're looking for that particular track. Or you can get it off of his collection of his best music called Legend. And I think he's even got a collection of his best music, a double record. I'm not quite sure what that one is titled. But if you're looking to get more into Bob Marley and you want to know what are his best records, the first major label rock type release was Catch a Fire. Can't go wrong with that one. And his best record, in fact, where you'll find an awful lot of his best songs congregated, is Exodus, particularly the title track. Oh, can't get enough of that song. Before that, we had some hip-hop. We had Wicked and Weird, Buck 65. That's off of Talkin' Honky Blues, released way back in 2003. And he doesn't like people saying that that's their favorite record of his. Weird. Not wicked, just weird. But I think the reason is his follow-up record, which is called Secret House Against the World, involves some very famous and technically proficient producer types, notably Head. He goes by the name Head, who works with PJ Harvey and some other people. Anyway, he had some high-powered help. And maybe he confuses effort and technique and those kinds of things for, at the end, whether or not it sounds great and is different and original and, I don't know, hits the pleasure centers of your brain. It doesn't have to be that the thing that you work the hardest at is your best. Maybe he worked really hard at that record, or he's very proud of it. But yeah, if you really want to get into the world, Wicked and Weird World of Buck 65, go with that 2003 record. You can't go wrong. I remember when I first listened to it, he has a song, not the one we featured, but another song on the record that has kettle drums. So right away, on a piece of popular music, kettle drums, where do you hear that? And it segued, or it was used as a segue, a transition piece of music into this reggae guitar stab, this thin, brittle guitar stab. It was like Bob Marley is still alive on Mars, sending a nocturnal space transmission of some reggae guitar stabs. Wow, I mean, it was just, it's transformative stuff. Maybe I'm overstating the case, but yeah, there is a lot of cool ideas and music and sounds on Talkin' Honky Blues. So if you're looking to get into more Buck 65 because you can't get that Wicked and Weird chorus out of your head, go visit that record. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. And we heard Kid Koala at the top of the set. 8-bit blues off of 12-bit blues. You see, every song was 1-bit blues, 2-bit blues, 3-bit blues. Easy to keep track of that way. He also called this one Chicago to L.A. because the only lyric, so to speak, on the record is the area code of Chicago and the area code of L.A. And as a busy DJ, he probably takes those flights quite often. So there you go. That's how the inspiration probably behind that song. All right. Let's get going. I'm going to play... we're going to get back into some more gentle stuff. Not that Is This Love by Bob Marley wasn't gentle, but maybe sunnier, stringier, I don't know. You'll see what I mean. We're going to hear Life is Bad from Shelby Lynn. That's going to be off of her record called This is Shelby Lynn. And I congratulate her for the album title. She didn't call it 2 or 3 or 4. She actually has an album title. And we're also going to hear a track called I Never, which is Rilo Kiley, the band that Jenny Lewis sprang forth from eventually. A great song, very 50s. Yeah, very 50s, very soul, pop soul kind of sound. You'll love it. You're going to love it. Okay, this is Life is Bad. Shelby Lynn here on Ear Candy.
A dream opening an ear to a painful silent scream.
grateful for what I have. And I'm afraid habits rule my waking life. I'm scared and I'm running in my sleep for you. But all the oceans and rivers and showers will wash it all.
That's Rilo Kiley and I Never here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thank you for lending me your ears, my friends and country and gentlemen and whatever the original saying was. I'm going to should also say that we started that little mini set off with Life is Bad, Shelby Lynn off of This is Shelby Lynn. Or was it off of I Am Shelby Lynn? One or the other. And I Never, that's from Rilo Kiley. Off of More Adventurous. So if you're looking for that tune, that's the Rilo Kiley record. It's from R-I-L-O, one word, K-I-L-E-Y. And there you have it. All right. I'm going to venture to play you something from Iggy Pop, who rose to fame as part of Iggy and the Stooges, and it's very punk, and it's not my thing. And he's got an outsized reputation relative to his musical output, a lot to do with performance and what he stood for, and his association with David Bowie and his trip, several-year trip, I guess, living in Germany, in Berlin with David Bowie, where David Bowie produced and released his famous Berlin Trilogy, which, as far as I can tell, is not his best work, but it's in the mythology of rock and roll now. It makes good stories, and there are people who do love it, and I don't know a whole lot more than that. They moved to Berlin and made some music. And Iggy hasn't put a new record out in a long time, and he's getting up there. He's a senior citizen now. And he wanted to get the right people involved to make a new record, and he enlisted Josh Homme, the lead hombre from Queens of the Stone Age. Josh finally agreed to help him write and produce the record. It's just been released. It's called Post-Pop Depression. I like that. It's a great title. And it's really kind of poppy. Little dark accents and stuff, but at its core, much like Nirvana's core, it's pop music. So this one here is called German Days, obviously alluding to his time with David Bowie in Germany. Hope you like it. Do tune in next week for more Ear Candy. Here we go. Iggy Pop from Post-Pop Depression, German Days, here on Ear Candy.